I'm Mark Bayshore. We're glad you're here. From a controversial call over a Detroit emergency manager to the politics of road funding to a call by Democrats to make college tuition available to all state high school graduates, Governor Rick Snyder had a lot going on late last week. Still, late on Friday, I managed to catch up with the governor for just a few minutes by phone for a quick update on all these issues. I first asked him what he's considering offering Democrats in exchange for more support on his billion-dollar-plus road funding measure.
Well, what I'd like to see happen on the road measure is I would really appreciate it if both the Democratic House members and the Democratic Senate members would come forward with their plans, what they think would be good plans to address this issue. Again, in a perfect world, I'd like to have both parties and both chambers all put together four different versions of plans to go along with the plan we put. Let's get them all on the table and let's talk.
Last week, they announced that their Michigan 2020 tuition plan, college tuition plan, is their top legislative priority. To what extent could you get behind that?
Well, again, we've got a lot of important efforts already on the question of not just college, but careers, because it should be about getting a university degree, particularly in the science, technology, engineering, and math fields. Well, I don't want to overlook the skilled trades, all the great community college opportunities for specialized training, because there's fabulous jobs there. So it's to focus on both those areas in a way that I believe a lot of us want to see the improvements in Michigan, and that goes right back to those summits we were talking about.
The 2020 plan relies on apparently $2 billion worth of expendable loopholes in the budget. Are there $2 billion worth of expendable loopholes in the state budget?
Well, I think we need to be very thoughtful about that, because when we got rid of the Michigan business tax, I can tell you, I was very clear. I wiped out most corporate loopholes, just blew them off the map because I don't believe in them, largely. So we cleaned up most of that. So a lot of what you would describe as a tax expenditure that are left are things that I'm not sure there are things people would really want to do. For example, that's where you start getting the concept of sales tax on a lot of services.
Is there anything that might happen now that would persuade you not to appoint an emergency manager in Detroit?
Well, again, there's an appeals period, so I would say I'm open-minded. The appeal hearing is set for Tuesday morning, and I also have made it clear outside the technical appeals process, if city council or the mayor have something else they want to share that they want me to consider, I'm happy to do that outside the appeals process, even as long as I can get it by 5 on Monday.
So your mind is still open. Your mind's not made up necessarily.
No, I would say it's a challenging environment. I mean, it would have to be something truly compelling given the track record here, but I'm open-minded.
Like what? What would be truly compelling to you?
Well, that's why I'm waiting to see what they submit, because this shouldn't be something I create. This should be something that, again, the people that want to have that responsibility, that option, should be bringing forward, and I'm happy to review it.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder here on Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore.